Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Well, I've had a great weekend. As you guys know, my baby boy is home from spring break. So it's been a good weekend. Family's all together once again. And I'm excited for this show tonight. We got one hot topic that's going to be off the charts this evening. What do you think, Leisha?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, me personally, I cannot relate to the topic, but I do know that this topic is something that happens on a regular basis to a lot of people. So I do think that it's an important topic, and I know that it's a hot topic.
I agree, I agree. Well, let's get this show officially started. And Bebo, you got your hands on, there you go, you got your hands on the keys, I see. Well, welcome everybody to our Sunday night edition of Writing Royalty. My name is Tony, and I'm one of three great co-hosts of this show. Writing Royalty is all about being dedicated to bring our authors and our readers together to build a better respect for literature, which is so important these days. And like I said, my name is Tony, and I'm going to kick it over to my partner on my right, Miss Leisha. Hey, girl.
Hey, I so missed y'all last week. I didn't get to come in for the Quan show. I got to speak for a little while, but I missed all the fun and games. I was at school. But everybody doesn't know who I am by now. My name is Leisha. I'm the Executive Promotions Director for Boss Lady Publishing, Free, and I'm also the head of Writing Royalty Promotion. I run four groups on Facebook. This is a super hot topic. I'm so excited on today. We have the awesome Brandy Davis on, and we have the talented authoress Black and kick it in the clubhouse with us today. And our topic, which is super hot, my best friend is the other woman. Now, again, I can't relate to that topic, but a lot of people can. This is something that's going on in a lot of places, you know, in a lot of people's relationships, and they may not even talk about it. But it's something that's kind of widespread and getting a little bit out of hand in some cases.
That's so true.
Now, we also have the director with the pen. I call him the number one stunner, Mr. Aaron Bebo. B, what you think about this topic?
Definitely a hot topic. It goes on, you know. So, I mean, I definitely know some real live situations that you know have taken place, but you know, moreover, I think that it's just another cycle of you know, people not being satisfied, not being happy, or just in a search for things that they, you know, don't, they're just not sure what they want. That's what I think it all boils down to, you know. Mm-hmm. So Side Chicks is winning, as always, you know, that's my campaign. I'm always, you know, so the best friend being the other woman, you know, it's just like the side chick. But on a brighter note, I am Aaron Bebo, you know, and I am also the original and only owner of the title and cover of Bunches of Love. For anybody out there that was wondering and guessing, that's me. Mm-hmm. You know, I just thought
absolutely.
I'd bring that up. And please go out and make sure you pre-order your copy of I Used to Love It. It's going to be crazy. And I appreciate all the readers, man, and all the people, and definitely people that's listening and tuning in, all our supporters. It's all love. Just another day, man.
That's true. And if anyone didn't recognize that surprise voice, we have a guest at the top of the show. That tonight we have the one and only boss lady herself, Miss Nene Capri. Hey, Nene.
Hey, precious. How are you?
I am well and excited about tonight's show.
Oh, man, I almost missed the show. You know, Leisha was supposed to wake me up, you know, because I've been running and grinding so hard. And, like, I said, like, yo, Leisha, wake me up at 6:30. And she was like, okay, boss lady. And then, like, 6:37 rolled around. I didn't say nothing. I was just laying there like, mm-hmm, wait for this call. You know what I'm saying? Thank God my internal alarm clock stay on boss mode, because I still be asleep and y'all be on the radio like, what happened to Nene? You know what I'm saying? So. I had to speed over to the studio. You know, came flying in. Y'all was looking at me all strange. My hair in the wind. Thank God they can't see us. You know what I'm saying? So I almost didn't make it.
In my defense, everybody that has ever been in school know that last 2 weeks, where you got all these projects and papers, and your mind is just like. Mm-hmm. Really on the very last day? It's not even all. It's just on the last day. See, I'm in Friday. I'm just ready for Friday. Y'all just don't know. I'm so ready to be done.
I know. I can't wait. And I'm so happy for your accomplishments. And people don't understand, you know, being out of the school age, as they say, like we are, and having families and husbands and children and, you know, trying to make this thing work that we're trying to put together and establish. It's a lot on all of our plates, and I thank each and every one of you. You know, Tony has children and a husband and a powerful job that she goes to, and she makes sure she's always here and on time and upbeat. Aaron is writing all the time, you know, and helping me with these projects. We work together every day collaborating, and again, Leisha, her husband is very patient, and her son, so that you guys can come on the radio and help bring a good light to literature. And I really, really thank you for hanging in here, you know, with us. Some days is up, some days is down, but y'all always here. And I'm happy for the subject we have tonight also, because, woo, Aaron keeps hollering out this side chick is winning, but what if the side chick is like your best friend? And me and my friends used to always say, like, we had a pact, like, we'll never date each other's boyfriends, and we never did. Like, if someone was with one of us, and he was off limits, like, I didn't care if it was a one date, he only took you to dinner, he only took you to lunch, like, we had a pact, like, we did not go there. But, you know, sometimes people don't hold that type of respect for a friend. They like, you know, all those chucks, you know. And sometimes I think, too, women share maybe a little too much with their friends about when,
right?
Oh, I'm so great. And then they're like, well, let me give it a try. Not that it's a pass, but, you know, sometimes it's like that. But we're going to get into it, and we have G Street's Assassin Black. She's going to be on here straight out of the DMV. I know she's going to get it popping. She's written many, many books. touching on different parts of subjects that's similar to this, that's different from this. We're going to be able to get into it. She has a new book out. If you're sitting in front of your computers waiting for her to come on the radio, please one click Wildfire, also Afterburn Part 2 to Wildfire. You know, get those in your library, have them. You'll need them. And she also has a whole plethora of books on G Street Chronicles. Please one-click those while you're waiting to hear from this authoress. She's going to bring the heat this evening. Yeah, this subject is going to be great. The callers are already in the queue. They're already in the chat room. Shout out to the chat room. I'm excited.
Yes, I am. I am too, Boss Lady. Well, my best friend is the other woman. Like Risha said, I haven't been in that situation, but it happened. You know, so I'm going to try to put my foot in both shoes on both sides of that coin and see how this progresses.
That's
I'm interested in hearing how our callers respond to it also.
Yes, I'm waiting to hear the callers. But, Aaron, while we're waiting, are you there, Aaron? Are you there, Aaron?
Yeah, of course I'm here.
Not in the green room? No. But, you know, have you had an experience with dating two friends or, you know, a friend coming on to you of your woman or anything like that?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. And how did you handle that, Mr. Bieber? Were you fair and honest, like, nah, you and my girl is too tight, or was you like, you know, if you keep your mouth shut, I can? I put you on the spot, Aaron, I did.
Nah, I don't. I think that at different instances in my life, there's been different decisions that I made.
Okay.
You know, so okay. I couldn't just say, you know, give you a straight pitch on that. Mm-hmm. Like, there might be a curveball, but it might still make it over the plate, definitely. But,
what Aaron what Aaron is saying, he's danced on both sides of the table. That's what it sounds like Aaron is saying to me.
Without saying it. But it looks. It sounds like we're gonna all have to put our big imaginary hats on and try to give a good input into this hot topic, because you know, based on a lot of books that I have read in the past, you know, you have read subjects that where the best friend of a woman is curious about that man and has become the other woman, you know. So we got to put on a huge imaginary hat, our writer's hat, Steve-O and Miss Mimi, and we got to do the thing here.
Don't put on my imaginary hat, because, you know, I usually choke somebody out for stuff like that. You read with Coco. She ain't about that. She's not about that life.
I want to take it back to what Mac Mama said. Remember she came on the show and she was talking about you have no loyalty to people that you don't know. But see, this is your friend. This is where your loyalty lies. And if you messing with your friend's man, you done stepped over the line. That gets your fingers cut off right there.
I think more than your fingers, Risha.
No, I get it.
Right.
I get it, but, you know, like, people, but another thing, too, let me tell you something. People be just throwing around terms and then try to throw around other terms to try to glue them together. Like, for instance, like you just said, friends and loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people be calling people their friends that really aren't their friends, and then when something happens that really opens their eyes up to this person that was never their friend anyway, and they see that this person wasn't their friend, then they try to apply things, words like loyalty, to make it seem like this person never was loyal to you. A real friend ain't going to do that to you. So you be just, when that happens to you, you just had your eyes closed and you was taking things lightly and you got too loose with the situation and you was just applying those terms that really didn't apply to that situation. You feel me? Like, how could a person be your friend and do that to you? A friend is not going to do that to you. A person that you associate with might do that to you all day if you eyes wide shut. I mean, like, you got to be peeping the character of the people that you be around. Like, it's certain people I go around, I'm not even sitting in the front seat of the car. You know what I mean? Like, that's how serious it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, you got to be aware of people. Like, you got to always.
Yes.
People just be throwing terms like friends and loyalty around, and then when disaster strike, it's like how you gonna do this?
Oh, woe is me. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So someone in the chat room, authoress, say Sherry, I believe her name. She said you are preaching, buddy. You are saying the thing. So shout out to the chat room. Thank you, ladies, for joining us in there. And keep it coming. Keep it coming. So you appreciate it, Mr. Bebo.
Right quick.
No, thank you. I'm just telling the truth, though. You know,
my opinion.
That's my opinion, though. Like, I'm not forcing that on nobody. That's my view. That's how I
right.
see it.
Absolutely.
Aaron, before we bring Miss Brandy on, do a sound check for us. They said we might be a little bit low. Just do a sound check. Make sure all our volumes is up. We don't want the callers to miss anything that these authors have to say. The chat room said it's a little low for them. Just make sure whatever we have to do to make sure all our volumes are up, please.
All right. I'll just
I don't know what
that
is.
Clear.
I just refresh the page. If anything's going wrong, it probably just needed to be refreshed. Outside of that.
Okay,
like,
I can hear
clear.
Better now also. Can you guys hear
yeah.
me? All right, is there
yeah,
any static
I,
on the
I
line?
Any,
okay,
no, I
great.
Have
all right,
you know,
we know that we have
him.
Okay,
Tyler
Black
Harry
Teddy sounds clear.
About.
She's in the chat room. I know we have some wonderful, wonderful guests on. We don't want to have any problems with the readers hearing them. So I just wanted to make sure that was straight. And with no further ado, Alicia, if you could go ahead on and read off Brandy's bio, and we'll bring her in. We're going to talk about her books and career, and we're going to give her the what we call our author spotlight section. This is a special section that we have opened up for authors to let them get on here and fast-track their career and their books and their projects they have coming, and then we're going to get right in back into our subject because the callers can't wait to hear what everyone has to say, and we're going to bring on the assassin, Black.
Absolutely. Now, this author, she is like the sweetest person in the world. She really is. If you've ever been on Facebook, you'll see her promoting. She's a promoter as well. But she's written two books. She's written Renee 1 and 2, and she's working on Renee 3. I have read both of those books, so I'm excited and waiting on Renee 3 to come. And let's just bring in Miss Davis. And bring her on in the chat room, I mean, in the clubhouse, so she can kick it with us for Aaron.
Good evening. How you doing, Brandy?
Hi,
welcome
everyone.
To the
Writing
and Royalty Clubhouse.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you for having me, guys. Good show, good show.
Hey, Brandy.
Thank you for coming
thank
out.
You.
Say it
yes.
again, please.
Thank you. I was saying thank you. Yo, Brandy, you can't be being so proper, though. You from the Bronx, so you got a little Bronx.
You're wrong about that. I'm not from the Boogie Down, so you're wrong about that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Ooh.
You live out in the Boogie Down. My bad.
Exactamente.
My
I'm
bad.
From DK all day, every day,
yeah,
right
you
here.
From Brooklyn. And see, that's definitely why you were supposed to be a little bit more, you know, you got to throw you know when people say we're Brooklyn at the whole party. Right, you know, so you
see, but you know what? It's a difference. I got to get my professionalism on when I talk about my books. But when people pick up the books, then they see a little bit of the gutter. Then they see a little bit of the BK coming out. See, that's what I got to do. I got to switch my swagger up sometimes. You can't scare people away all the time verbally. You got to have them pick up the pages, scroll through it, then
uh-huh.
go, are you serious? And I'll be like, yeah, it's that serious. So, you know, I do it that way.
Okay. See, that was
okay.
That okay. I was talking about right there. You said you just laid the tracks down on me?
She did.
That's
she
what
did.
I'm talking about.
She did.
See, well, you know, you asked, so I had to deliver, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, wait, and she threw a yawn, know what I mean? You
yes,
that
I like
quick?
That.
I have people lately asking me, I'm a character, I like to say things like, thank you kindly, one more again, and I was joining the gym the other night, and they look at me, and they go, are you from here? And the gym's in the Bronx, by the way. And I'm like, yeah, I'm from here. They're like, New Yorkers don't talk like that. So I'm looking like, I like to make people laugh. I'm a character. And in my head I'm thinking, okay, I guess sometimes when I speak to people, I have to be like, you know what I mean? Something like, what do you do? All day, every day, what you want to do? You ride or the die? And so I'm like, should I come back like that or should I be proper? So I don't know. Maybe sometimes I should gutter it up a little bit. We'll see.
All right. Hi, Brandy. This is Tony, and I can definitely feel you. I'm in New York myself, lived in Brooklyn for quite a while, and that's how we do.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. You know, sometimes I don't want to scare people away.
Oh,
they hear Brooklyn, they start running for the hills. I'm like, it's not even like
two
that.
Two girls from Park Slope talking. Look at this. I'm messing with y'all.
You so silly. So go ahead. We would like to know a little bit about what it is that you write. What's the premise of Renee? What is the premise of Renee? And what can the readers expect when they pick up those two classics?
I love that you said that. Thank you, classics. See, I like that right there. One thing I could guarantee you when you read Renee is originality. I'm going to be very honest on this. Every genre that any author has stumbled upon is really big. And especially since we're now in the ebook era, it's kind of like everybody and their mother are now writing these books. So it's really hard to stumble upon a book that is original. Do not get me wrong. I don't think everything is 100% original because great minds do think alike. But when you pick up Renee, I can guarantee you that your mouth will drop and that emotions will flow through you that you have never felt before. Why can I guarantee that to you? Because people have told me. The proof is in the pudding. I'm brand new. I haven't been writing, well, published for 2 years yet, and I think the reviews on Renee could show it. Renee 1 has, like, what, 134 reviews? That's pretty darn good for a newbie like me who hasn't even scratched the surface. So basically, you pick up Renee, you go and read about the Electra Complex. That's something a reader told me they learned about in school. They said, Brandy, my professor was teaching me this, but I already knew about it because of you. You're going to get educated, you're going to get emotions, and more importantly, you're going to get a well-crafted novel. Not something thrown together, but something I put my all into, as well as the funds that I could scrape up at the moment.
Okay, well, since you had mentioned the Electra Complex, which is the opposite of the Oedipus Complex, could
you
please give us a little bit on that and how it comes out in Renee's character?
Well, to be honest with you, for those who don't know what Oedipus or Electra Complex is, basically Oedipus derives from the mythology Oedipus Rex. He was a king who wound up sleeping with his mother, his biological mother, and killing his father. So basically you have psychologists saying that as a child, a lot of the mental states for men is that they want to do just that, sleep with their mother, and they're jealous of their father. So I always liked that play while in college. I said, you know what? I want to flip it. I have never stumbled upon an urban fiction novel where the actual daughter wants to be romantically involved with her biological father. So I knew right then and there I was going to make my voice heard and just kick in the urban fiction door so people will remember my name, a.k.a. I'm like, you know, quote from Breaking Bad because I love that TV show. So when I did that, that's when people started getting the reaction. So that's basically what the Electra Complex is about. And actually Renee is not the one who has that complex. It's her sister Paige. She, without giving away my novel, Renee was molested as a child. She's a broken woman, and she has a sister, a half-sister, but they have two different fathers. Paige's father was molesting Renee because Paige is kind of cuckoo. She's seen it happen growing up, and she's like, wait a minute. I want to have that physical connection with my father. There starts Paige's journey to get what she wants by any means necessary.
That's powerful. And it's good that you are able to bring something other than just urban or something other than just street in a street novel, which I think is very important to make sure that we are bringing different types of ideologies into the books, whether it's psychology, whether it's sociology, bringing different things into the book so that, you know, now we have a lot of our people who are reading now.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? When years ago, a lot of people weren't really picking up books, but now that they are, I think that it's our duty as authors to make sure that, not that it's our duty to educate, but if you're going to write a novel or you're going to write a short or whatever it is you're going to do, you know, put something in there that the reader can walk away with. I know that Cash, he always says when he writes his novels that he always tries to leave it with a message, you know, whatever that message may be. So I think that we also owe that to the readers as well as with entertainment and everything, that we also are able to give a message, whether it's don't trust anybody or, you know what I'm saying, be careful who your friends are, you know.
Exactly.
And we get to learn about the Electra and the Oedipus Complex. So thank you very, very much for that and, you know, putting that extra element into the work so that, you know, we can learn about something new, something different, and something refreshing. We would like to take a caller,
sure.
Bring them on the line so they can speak to you.
No problem.
Aaron,
bring
if you
out.
Can bring a caller in.
Okay. Let's go with Voila Magic, 347-251. Welcome to the Right and Royalty Clubhouse. Good evening. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, y'all. It's Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina.
Hey. I had to call in for my home slice right here, Brandy, okay?
This is my road dog right here. How you doing, Sabrina?
I'm all right, bro. How you doing? Yo, what's up, homie?
I'll be real with Brooklyn. Now, Sabrina know how I get Brooklyn. This is how we talk all the time. So, you know, Sabrina
real,
asked
yo.
Me to come on this show. So I was like, for real? I was like, world,
all day,
right.
Son.
Let me come real quick and, you know, just talk real quick about this little writing
I'm
thing
saying,
I can do.
Though.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
That's real. That's real. That's real.
Hey,
we
had
to call
to
in for Brandy and Black. I had to chill out for them a little bit.
Thank you
them
so
my two
much.
Girls.
We're so happy
yes,
that you came through. We know your writing
you.
Schedule is bananas
yeah.
right now, trying to
oh,
bring
yeah,
them Brooklyn boys to life.
Yeah,
I'm
waiting.
I'm waiting.
Breathing
I'm
down
waiting.
My neck, okay?
I'm waiting,
real,
I'm waiting
real
on
talk.
That Brooklyn boys.
It's coming,
I'm
y'all. It should be
Brooklyn
here by
boys.
The end of the month.
That's what oh,
right,
I'm waiting.
Right.
I can't wait. Yes. Okay. We got the infamous
that
Sabrina A. Eubanks.
Yeah, I love it. You know I'll be one clicking that ASAP.
Yes.
Oh, thank you
but
very much.
No,
day while
that.
I'm here.
I'm not
going
to
one
click it. I want a paperback. I'm a paperback type of girl.
Oh, it's going to be a paperback.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's going right. to be a paperback, okay? So
we're
going to
that.
be chilling.
We're
going to be chilling. We're going to be mixing and mingling, okay? I could get
all
out
day,
of
every day.
Know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Yes.
That's what's
yeah,
up.
Yeah, the paperback.
Brandy, I want to tell you how proud I am of you, okay?
Thank you, Sabrina.
Wow.
You know how we do. We had late night convos, girl.
Yeah.
Man, you go back like bucket seats. Okay?
Yeah.
That's my girl right there. I love Brandy.
Thank
that's
you.
A blessing. That's
and
a blessing.
She's good people. She's good people, and she's a very good author. And I'm very,
yes.
very happy for you. And for Black. I'm missing Black. I might have to call back up in here.
Okay,
well,
that would be good. We know,
you
we know your number.
I might have to call
back
for Haunted Girl.
Queue. I'll bring you back in.
Not a
you know,
problem. I'll be here.
You know
so y'all go ahead and finish interviewing my girl, and I'll be back.
Thank you,
thank
Sabrina.
Thank you so much.
Mad love, y'all.
Love you, too,
yes,
Sabrina.
Yes, love you, too,
I
Sabrina,
you.
For real.
That's what
all
I right. right there. She's so cool.
She is.
I heard some of that Brooklyn coming out between the interchange with you and Sabrina.
We talk like that. It's the funniest thing, man. Y'all should have seen it when we met in person. I was just like, Lord, have mercy. I know people were looking like, what's going on here? Oh, my gosh. Is it like gang initiation? I'm like, we always do this.
So silly.
Brandy, I have a quick question if we have time.
Sure.
Didn't you mention earlier the way Cash writes? I know Cash, I'm a big fan of his, and
right.
I know sometimes his books are realistic and imaginary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he leaves it all on his pages. Are
right.
any of your, any parts of your book based on real life? Is it all from your, coming from your head? Have you known anyone in that position that you write about?
You know, I love that you asked that question because I know a lot of people who I haven't gotten a chance to answer that question. I had a person come to my job and tell my coworker, said, oh, my gosh, I read Renee, that's great. And she leans over the desk and asks him, is Brandy really Renee? To answer that question, everything is 100% fiction. I love creating my own imaginary little world. I love being basically in control. I love to use my characters as puppets. So, no, I've never met anyone with the Elektra complex. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a babe, the baby out of five kids. I don't even know nothing about the drug life, okay?
Uh-huh.
You would not find in my books they was pushing like a million kilos. You know why? Because I don't even know how the heck a freaking kilo look. So, no, everything is pure imagination. I wrote an urban book because I'm obsessed with power, and I needed the reader to take a roll down with Renee in her world of just depression, agony. I wanted them to ride with her. That's why I wrote it in more of an urban type of flow.
Wow.
Now I have a question for you, Brandy. Now,
sure.
I've read both Renee 1 and Renee 2, and in that book you have so many characters, you have so many broken and damaged female characters. And they're doing things that you actually can't personally relate to. How difficult was it for you to pull the book together and get all the storylines to just fall in place?
I'll be honest with you, I didn't even plan it that way. It got to the point where readers start saying, Brandy, this is 6 degrees of separation. I just did it. And I'll be honest with you, writing every character was fairly easy because, I don't know, I'm kind of like a dark type of writer. So I just bring myself into this dark state and just let them talk through me. But the most complicated one was Paige because she wasn't dark. She's disturbed. And to have to go into that state of mind, it took a lot out of me. I will write, stop. Right, stop, literally take deep breaths and just look around the room and look at my boyfriend and go, I can't write to her. But then I just had to pull through it. She was what made that book original. So I had to just put my big girl hat on and just say, listen, it's go hard or go home. And I'm never going home. So that's how she came.
Wow. Wow, that's powerful. And we look forward to more from you. If can you please give the readers really quick what else you have, if you have anything coming up, and how they can reach you?
Well, you can always reach me on Facebook. You can reach me through my website, www.brandydavisauthor.com. You could reach me on Twitter at AuthorBrandyD. You can email me at BrandyDavis. Wait a minute, what is my email? So scratch that, guys. That's how much I do everything. I'm a blogger. I do everything. Scratch that. Just simply, you know, hit me up on the social media, the website, and future projects I'm coming out with. Can't really say it right now. Can't open my mouth yet, but the projects I'm working on are with heavy hitters. Yep, I'll tell you that much. They're with heavy hitters, and they're going to be in anthologies, and I'm ready to bring it.
That's what's up, and we look forward to it. Thank you for all the work that you do. You're always very welcoming, and we love you, and we thank you for taking the time. We know your schedule is very, very busy, so we're going to let you get back to that pen.
Thank you, guys.
We would love to have you out again when you get your next project out so we can highlight it and make sure that they click. And readers, if you haven't clicked yet, get over there and click Renee 1 and 2, Amazon, Kindle. Is it on Nook as well?
Of course.
Very good. All right. And we thank you for coming out, and we'll see you on the book.
Thank you for having me, guys. Enjoy your night. I'll continue listening to the show.
Thank you, Preston.
Yes, thank you.
Enjoy.
Wow. All right. You know what time it is. That was awesome.
Let's get this popping. That was awesome.
Yeah, she's a phenomenal person. Met her in person. She's a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
I was getting ready to bring on the assassin. Go ahead.
Our listeners are chomping at the bit to get started on this hot topic, and I know Ms. I know she's ready.
Yes. She has to say.
I'm waiting for it to all go down. We have to get ready to bring her in here. Who has her bio? Let's quickly let the readers know who they're getting ready to have before them so that they'll know who's coming into the clubhouse, one of G Street's own, the literary assassin Black.
Mm-hmm. Authoress Black, her nickname, the Black Angel, she got that because of the twisted and dark stories that she weaves. She was born and raised in Washington, D.C., where she currently resides with her son. Now, she began writing after reading several Donald Gorman's books. Everybody loves his books. I've never read them. And after she started reading his books, she decided that she would love to pen stories in the same gritty, fast-paced manner that he did. So after writing her first novel, which was The Dirty DNA, which I did read that, and allowing several of her peers just to read and critique her work, she decided to submit it to G Street Chronicles, where in July of 2012 she joined the ranks of so many of the hot and heavy-hitting authors coming out of that camp with their urban literature. To date, Black has written 4 full novels, 2 novellas, 3 short stories, and she's featured in an anthology with some of G Street's Chronicle sisters. So, I got to get the name of that because I think that's going to be hot. In 2013, Black went on a 30-day tour, the Back to the Basics book tour, with one of her fellow authors from G Street. And she recently started her own publishing company, Pink Angel Publications. That logo is hot, too.
Mm-hmm,
so we're going to...
Yeah.
take a brief break. We're going to play some theme music for Miss Black so we can bring her properly into the clubhouse.
Aaron, drop that beat.
I don't see the song.
Refresh your page.
I got you.
Hit it.
You say, what is it that you want? You've got everything that a woman could ever need in life. I got a closet full of mink, chinchillas. I got a bureau full of diamonds. I can change four times a day if I want to. You're even trying to eat lobster and drink champagne. Now, you know that ain't your boo. Are you strictly a collard green cornbread bean? Now, you know if anybody knows, I know. But since you feel like that this evening, sit down and drink some champagne with me. Let me rap for you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am the one and only Queen Bee. After me, there will be none. But you can call me Miss White. Most people know me as Little Kim, the head of the LaBella Mafia. Oh, shout out to my girl Victoria Gotti, the whole Gotti family. Stay up. This time around, I ain't taking notes. This time around, I never get bit. This time around, I switched up my flow. Got rid of the pits and put rock by the dough. This time around, it ain't like before. This time around, I'm gon' crack it, Joe. The feds is watching me, so I can't do much. Speak the wrong words, and then you will get touched. I'm back on the scene, my favorite color is green. I'm building an empire, got a whole new team. Pimp game is strong, rap is just harder than they ever been. You can never win. Made my way through Hollywood, fashion world adores me. Music's my first love, a 9-to-5 bores me. Love me or hate me, Little Kim comes through. My fans across the world, I came back for you. Real hip-hop, mommy, check the facts. I'm sick of all you acts with your bubblegum rap. Like the sand in the hourglass, you out of your time. Trying to go against the queen, is you out of your mind? Even being number two, your chances are slim. Cause when God made Adam, he should've made him. I gave a few passes, but I never forget. It's enough, I gotta put up with this doodle ground shit. Now you and you wanna come at me for more size, I'm getting money. Don't think I just be letting it slide. I'm very concerned with stash, it ain't my fault, y'all don't know how to rock this Hollywood thing. Y'all need to let me style you. Come back to the light, ma, I started. How soon we forget, I'm the heart of it. So keep your tacky ways and go back to your stripper days. As long as I'm around, you gon' bow down.
Came back to you.
This time around, either you're in or you're out. This time around, you better watch your mouth. This time around, you gon' hang the bang. This time around, you better do your thing. Cause I'm the best that ever done it, the best that lived it. I ain't no overnight success, I mean, it's like I was born with it. The Prada mama, the Dolce and Gabbana drippin'. The blue hypnotic, martini, mimosa sippin'. Y'all better team up or get it together. Or you and her can get it whenever. I got an army. Y'all can't harm me. If the shoe was on the other foot, you probably try to starve me. Don't get your life tookin'. I know I got you shookin'. This best stop fly girl came back from Brooklyn. Brooklyn.
That's one of her favorite songs. I'm glad we were able to play that to bring her on. And with no further ado, let's bring on G Street's literary assassin, the one and only Black Angel.
Hey, Black.
Hello. Welcome to Writing Royalty Clubhouse. What's good? What's going on, Black?
Hey, Black.
Did you bring her in? Do you have
her
on?
202. I'm looking right at her joint. All right. Let me see. Is there another 202 here?
No, I see her there.
I see her. I'm bringing it in.
I'm here.
There
it is.
Hey,
that's how I was partying anyway in the background. I was doing my two-step. That's my song.
Okay.
That's what's
hey.
Up.
Hey, Black, how are you? I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Tony. Welcome to the clubhouse. Hi, Miss Tony. Thank you for having me.
Very good.
Thank you, Black.
Honored to have you. You know, your career so far is phenomenal. You've been blazing the charts. You've been doing great things, putting out real quality pieces of work and giving the readers entertainment beyond, I think, what they expect. And that's honorable, you know, to be able to put one out. And every time you put one out, people are checking for it. They're looking for it. They can't wait to one-click it. And that's really, really, really good. I had the opportunity of meeting you for the first time last year at the Harlem Book Fair. You know, they were out there showing everybody love. Dree Street had it popping. The music was playing. You guys were interacting with the fans. It was phenomenal. Can you just give us an insight on your journey and how it was starting, beginning, you know, picking up that first pen and saying, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to write. Because you, before you wrote, you were somebody else before they can just say you're an author. Please give us a little bit of insight. Let the readers know the author behind the pen.
Okay. I started reading by the time I was 3 years old. I could, like, read anything you put in front of me by the time I was three. And by the time I was seven, I was, like, raiding my parents' basement for Edgar Allan Poe. Like, that was my thing. I like dark. I like twisted. That was my thing. I was always a book nerd. I was never, like, a popular person or anything like that. You give me a book, I would drift away for hours. I started off writing music. I originally started writing music. And I was like, I can't tell stories with, you know, this has to be limited to 3 minutes. So I can't really tell a full story in 3 minutes, you know, somewhere between 3 and 5 minutes. I can't tell a full story like that. And I started writing poetry because I wanted to kind of elaborate on my stories besides just giving somebody a 3 to 5 minute tracking and being like, okay, that's it. So I started from there. And then in 2007, my dad passed. Right before he passed, he made me promise that I would finish writing a book. He was like, write a book for me, baby. Just write a book for me. And he told me, toughen up and write a book. And because I was always a crier. I was an extreme crier for some reason. I'm a very emotional person. And most people don't know that about me, that I'm very emotional. But he told me to write it. He said, finish it. You started out with this. I want you to finish this. And that's what I did. And then I had a whole bunch of stuff happen. Mr. Black flew across the country for 6 months to go handle business that he was, you know, that called him away to California for 6 months. My son got hurt, and I was down. Like, I was home for months on end nursing my son back to health. And I got saved at the same time. And I don't know, maybe I had an epiphany, maybe it was God. Some things an epiphany. I know it was God, not to get all super religious on everybody. But he told me, okay, now you finish this. And this was 2012 when I got saved. And God was like, you finish it now. You promised your father 5 years ago to do this. Finish it. So I took a month. I wrote Dirty DNA, and I let a few of my friends read it, and that's pretty much it. I submitted it to G Street, and, like, the next day I got a call. Well, I ended up hitting G myself because I was just so thirsty. I was like, did you read it?
did you read it? And he was like, yeah, I did, actually. He was like, send me the rest of it. And the rest was history.
Okay. So what followed? Give us a hint of what followed. You put out Dirty DNA, and then what happened? Because it seems like everything just went like in a whirlwind. It was like boom, 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 boom. Every time you turn around, it was something else dropping. Like after that, it just kept on going. You just the pen just wouldn't stop, huh?
Yeah. Dirty DNA was my first book that I wrote. The first thing that was actually released under D-Street was Exhale, which what I call the people's chant, because they absolutely went bananas about their book.
That was the first thing that dropped.
And after Exhale, I mean, I literally sat in 4 hours and wrote Exhale. And part of Exhale is true. And a lot of people don't know that, no, it was not my father. That's the first thing I have to tell everybody when they read Exhale. They're like, oh, my God, did these things happen to you? And, yes, they did happen to me, but not at the hands of my dad. My father was a wonderful man. He provided for his family. He took care of us. He was a great man. But I did have some of the abuse that happened to my main character in Exhale, some of those things did happen to me as I grew up at the hands of my babysitter's son. He abused me and other children around. It was verbal, it was physical, it was sexual, it was all kinds of abuse going on in his daycare, and I learned about it. So some of the things, a lot of people, you know, kind of slapped me on the hand about Exhale. They were like, oh, this was just way too much. And I was like, it's not too much, because you can't tell me my life was too much. It was, some of it was fiction, a lot of it was fiction, but a lot of things that probably brought people to tears were things that brought me to tears because I lived through them. And I was, you know, I contemplated even releasing Exhale. I, like, after I wrote it, I sat there with Mr. Black for a while, going, baby, should I turn this in? Should I turn this in? And he was like, do what you feel. I prayed over it, and I released it, and I had no idea it would get the type of response that it got.
Wow. That's powerful. And, you know, I always say that us as authors, when we sit down and write, it's like when you hand that work over to the public, it's like you go on a stage naked, you know, and you're like, can they see me? You know, are they looking?
Yeah,
and it's
exactly.
Like you bear your soul. And whether you have actually gone through it, you are going through it because you're writing the characters. So you have to literally be those characters in order to evoke those emotions and those feelings and the conversations that have to happen. So, yeah, it's a lot, and we thank you for, you know, opening up parts of your soul to the readers, because sometimes I think, you know, the readers don't always understand that the authors are human, and it takes a lot to write and to expose, and, you know, we thank you for opening up pieces of your soul and sharing it with the readers so they can have a good quality piece of work to read.
Thank you for letting me share a piece of my world with everybody.
Sharing.
Thank you. It's my dream come true. And I love everybody who has been with me from the day Exhale dropped and are still riding with me right now. I mean, friend, foe, whatever, thank you. I can't thank everybody enough, because this has been an incredible journey. It has been incredible, and I'm just so grateful to have, you know, be able to go through it. I'm able to just write, sit down, and just live out my dreams. So I'm very blessed.
Yes, and we're blessed that we have you amongst the ranks of great writers. You have taken and spilled that talent over to now a publishing company in which you're going to help other authors to be able to do the same. Can you speak to us about that experience and what you're doing with that?
Yeah, after playing with the idea with a few of my friends and another author on D Street, I was like, what can we do to kind of expand? I want to help other people do what we do. I want to be able to, and I'm nosy, I'm thirsty for knowledge too, so I always try to find out the ins and outs of my craft, and the best way for me to know exactly what was going on, because I'm one of those people that has to know what's going on. How do you put it all together to make it work? I decided, okay, I want to have my own publishing house. I want to be able to help other people
drop work, drop heat. My mentor, her name is Sherry Barnes. She's also a writer under Pink Angel Publications. She spoke a lot of knowledge, and she told me, she gave me basically the blueprint. She was like, you have to do this to get your books published. You have to do this, this, this. She said, but you promised me that whatever information I give to you, any help that I give to you, you give to the next author. Anybody that comes and asks you for help as far as getting their books, their work out, you make me this promise, Q, because everybody calls me Q. But anybody that, you know, asks you for help, help them as best as you can. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm going to hold to my, you know, I'm going to keep my promise, and I'm going to help the authors as best as I can. And that's when Pink Angel Publications was born.
Very good. And like she said, Alicia said earlier, that logo is phenomenal. And I can't wait to see how everything flourishes and new authors and have their work, you know, on the table. That's going to be great. Alicia has a question. Go ahead, Alicia.
Yeah, and I was actually, you talked a little bit about Exhale, and I was going to ask you about it because it was a really, really, when you say it was dark, and it was kind of dark and twisted, and it really touched on abuse and just through a child's eyes and the verbal and the physical and drugs and alcohol. But to know that, you know, some of those things actually happened, how were you during the time of writing the book? I know you were saying that you were nervous, but, I mean, just being able to put that on paper, how difficult, because I'm sure it was difficult, but I want to know how were you able to bring it all together and have it just fit in place the way you have?
With Exhale, it was bittersweet. It was bittersweet. It was like, okay, it was kind of like my therapy because a lot of it, you know, a lot of people didn't know because I kept, you know, hidden. My mommy is probably listening going, oh, Lord, no, she's telling it. But a lot of it I kept quiet. I didn't really tell anybody what I had endured at the hands of my babysitter, you know, so she didn't know. Nobody really knew what happened. So when I wrote Exhale, it was like therapeutic in a way. So I cried and pieces of it. I was like in love and parts of it. I was like, you know, I really love this character because she is so me. And, you know, each one of my characters is a piece of me in them, you know, but she really went through a lot of the same emotions I went through when I was little. I was about 8 years old when all of that happened to me between the ages of 8 and I think about 10. And so I kind of balled all that up from ages 8 and 10 and put it in that book. And that was like the longest weekend of my life trying to write it. And, I mean, it was a lot of tears, a lot of me going, do I really need to tell people this? Do I really need to write this? It's fiction. Nobody will ever know that it was me. But then I felt like I needed to be able to tell people, no, a piece of this was real. A piece of this is my story simply because it happened. I mean, people don't believe, you know, abuse. They don't want to believe abuse and, you know, rape, incest, stuff like that happens. But you never know what's going on behind those closed doors. You never know sometimes. Somebody might wear a smile outside every day, and they are dying on the inside, and you just don't know it. And, you know, I've had so many readers tell me, oh, my God, you told my story. This is what was happening to me. And I was, you know, I'm not a therapist. I'm nowhere near being anybody's therapist or close to being able to help anyone as far as being able to say, well, you need to do this or pick up a pen and write. But that was my therapy, to be able to put it down. And that was like me moving on when I wrote that book. It was like, now it's out there. I wrote how I was feeling. Now I can move on with that. And that's how Exhale was really born, and it hurt when I wrote it, but you know what? I'm glad that I did.
Yeah, and we're glad that you did. That's powerful. Wow. And they say that the pen is therapeutic. When I mentor young girls, usually the first thing I give them is a small journal and a pen so that they can begin to release some of that, because like you said, everybody can't speak to someone or share. They're very afraid to expose or to open those wounds, because you have to be careful who you share with, because everybody doesn't know what to do with the information. So you have to be very careful who you share with, and I usually encourage them to write, which is what I did small, and as a matter of fact, tainted the story and tainted of the young girl who was getting abused by her father. That came from a teen who I was mentoring, and I encouraged her to write, and she began to write the story down, and it helped her to release a lot of the anger and the hate that she had towards her father and be able to begin to take the steps to move forward. So, yeah, that writing is very, very, very therapeutic, and we thank you, again, like I said, sharing pieces of your spirit and your soul with us and the readers. And I'm glad that they're able to hear this so they don't just think, okay, well, Black went out and wrote a twisted tale. You know, she actually shared pieces of herself and left literally her heart and her soul on those pages. And that's phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And Nene, it's not only therapeutic when you're penning it, but it can be equally therapeutic for your readers that actually reading it that has gone through that. You know, just to know that they're not alone, and that somebody like that on Blake's level or any level has gone through it, they can relate to it. So it could be equally therapeutic for your readers also.
Yes, and the call lines are crazy. The readers over here, they got their hands up. I'm like, oh, my goodness. It's almost like it was the other night we had Quan on here. I'm like, looking. I'm like,
everybody
wants
to talk to Black.
They want to talk
everybody
to Black.
Everybody waving.
Yes, they do. But even though tonight we're talking about Twisted Tales and Black, you know that our subject tonight is The Other Woman Is My Best Friend. And that is definitely a twisted tale. What are your thoughts on that before we take a caller on that? Because I know you ain't about that life, Mr. Black. I don't know if he's ready for that. So how do you feel about that topic?
It's one that I've never, ever had to deal with because, I mean, me personally, I've never had to deal with anything like that because my best friend and I have been friends since the age of 2 and 3, and then my other really good friend, she and I have been friends for years on top of years, and quite frankly, I'm not attracted to anything that anybody close to me has ever dealt with, said hi to, gave a phone number to, anything like that. That's the golden rule with my friends. If that was your man, your girlfriend, whatever, I don't know. I'm not talking to you. Don't talk to me. No, it's not even a topic around me.
Yeah.
And I'm involved anyway, so. And they, you know, my friends know my big stinker. He ain't, you know, it's not happening. So it's never been a situation for me.
Yes, and that's
a
good thing.
Ain't gonna be the first one. We don't
No, we're not.
No,
take that right
that.
Off of your list of things to do because it's not happening, right?
Yeah, he would probably be the one to tell. He would be like, excuse me, one of your friends is losing their mind. If that would ever happen, he would be the one to tell it.
That's a good thing. But I wonder, you know, you sit and you think sometimes, and I think Aaron was touching on it earlier about people give labels and titles to people, whether it's friend and, you know, some people say that's my sister and that's my cousin. You know, you give out these powerful, powerful titles, but some people aren't entitled to have them. And then, like you said, they cross you, and then it's like, oh, man, she crossed me. But I don't think she really was who you thought she was when you gave her
from
this fabulous title. Exactly, because obviously it was something that was missed. You know, I always say if the person it wasn't really a friend to you, you can't really blame the other woman, because if she ain't sit with you and eat with you and y'all ain't been out like that, you know, then you can't really blame her, because then you don't even know her. You don't know her. She's pretty much in the same shoe you in, because he done got with her. He's hot and he's sneaking. He's with you. He's hot and he's sneaking. He's with her. So you can't really blame her. But the woman who has sat with you, you know, you have some who sit and listen to a woman cry and expose, oh, my God, I can't believe he treated me like that. And then right behind her back, she's over there boning him. Like, how
right.
did that happen?
When you sign in a hotel with him. Exactly.
Yeah, she's like, oh, baby, you'll be okay. Lay down and relax. And she's slipping out the door, going to meet him in the secret hiding space. How does that happen? Let's take one of our callers, get them on the line, and see what they think about this twisted tale of the other woman being your best friend.
Let's get Aaron. That 404, Aaron. Let's get that 404-426.
Well, welcome to Writing Royalty. You are live.
How y'all doing?
Hey,
oh,
Mr. Cash.
What's
hey,
going on, Cash?
Oh, hey, how everybody doing? Don't worry, Nene, I'm not going to do that. First, before I say anything, y'all, that's an inside joke with me and Nene. But, okay, before I say anything, I want to say hello to Black. How you doing?
Hey, baby, what's happening?
I'm good. I just listening to the show, I read Dirty DNA, but now that makes me going to go back and get Exhale. And I'm, you know, I like when a person writes. I know that when I read your writing, and just from listening to the show and the things you said, I write the same way from things that I've personally been through. And sometimes you can have characters in a book, and they're polar opposites, but each one of them may have some trait of mine in them, and that's the way I'm able to get into the character. So it's either things I've been through or seen or things that I thought were, that I should have done, the opposite of what I did do. And so I can relate to you doing that, and I know that that comes out very powerful in your pen when you write from personal experience. And so your pen, when you was talking about your story, one thing that stuck with me about that is this, just being a man and meeting women, is that in my lifetime, I'm going to say 80% of the women that I've ever met or dated intimately have been sexually abused, and that's an extremely, extremely high number. But it's the type of thing that you won't know, because it's like people want to keep it hush and they don't know how a person will respond to it. So I'm glad that you was able to touch upon that, because I'm sure that reading it, you free a lot of people when they read that, because they know that they're not the only person been going through this, or you was able to just bring out the way they felt in that. So I applaud you on that right there, and I would definitely go cop that book, because I'm very interested just to see how that tale is told. So I wanted to commend you on that first, and, you know, to your success that you make, and good luck to you on your publishing company, too.
Thank you, and much success to you. I mean, you know, it's always a privilege to write alongside such great authors. It's one thing to me to be a writer, but to call someone else an author, that is like a totally different realm. You can write all day. You write the grocery list. I mean, you know, but and I call, you know, the people on this line right now, they are authors. And, like, I respect you all. I'm the meaning to tell you I feel, like, starstruck when I see this on this, because when I first talked to Nene and Cash and Bebo, as a matter of fact, I was like, like, voice in throat stuff. Like, I'm really talking to them. Oh, my God. I called Mr. Black in the room, like, I had Nene Capri on the phone. He's like, Nene Capri.
Mm-hmm.
I was stuck. So, and, you know, it's always an honor. Thank you, Cash.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And while you be honored to have Nene on the phone, I'd be honored to get her off of mine.
Me too. I can't wait. I'm about to erase Cash's number, as a matter of fact. I am put it on block. I cannot wait. I'm only going to open it up during royalties time. That's the only time the line will be open. Outside of that, she is
Nene,
out of here.
That is the only time you love me. But anyway.
You're right.
Well, it's okay.
No, Cash,
now,
you brought something up, and I want to touch on that a little bit, because even though we're having this topic and it's very controversial, but at the same time, it's very real. When you talk about women who have been abused or have been either sexually assaulted or what so have you, I think that some of that might add to the behavior that we're speaking of. When we talk about the best friend who sneaks around with someone else's man, you know, being in a situation where you've been either molested or hurt a certain way, those types of things are like secrets and hidden. And I wonder if those types of character traits add to things like that, like sneaking behind someone else's back and doing different things, even though you know it may be hurtful or whatever. What do you think about that?
Well, just from me, now this is from a layman's point of view, but I do read a lot of things, and I'm not talking about, I mean, even besides fiction things, I read a lot of true things. So I know how that type of abuse can lead to promiscuousness and different type of things. So that does have an effect on some. You know, it's like some things can happen to a person. It can happen to two sisters, And one of them, it can make them strong, and the other one, it can absolutely crush them for life. And so it's different ways that people respond to that. And just speaking on that, I'm sure it does have an effect on the topic that you're bringing. And it also highlights a point more of how great Black has been able to do, because having her as a very young child, but it did not hold her down. She still had dreams. She still pursued her dreams. She still accomplished her dreams, still had goals. She has a loving relationship, obviously. You can tell from the way she mentions her husband's name that she she's in a good, healthy, strong relationship. And so, you know, I can't do nothing but take my hat off to that sister right there.
Absolutely.
Yes. And now on your topic of, you know, the best friend is the you know, messing with the girls, man, I think that, and that happens because women will talk too much. They'll say, well I'm not going to say they'll talk too much, but they'll disclose confidences to people that they shouldn't. And inside of that, you know, mostly nobody is all good, all bad. And then even if a man is truly trifling and bad, when a woman tells a certain type of woman that, even if she knows he's no good, it becomes her aim to tame that man. Like, okay, you couldn't get him that right, but she wants, it's a challenge to her. She wants to tame him and see if she can tame him, because it validates who she is, her sexuality and everything. So these are some of the things that do it. And sometimes women are just envious of their friends and want to say, okay, you talking about your man like he all that. I'm going to show you he not. I'm going to get that deep. That's what they saying.
Well, lots of That's powerful.
How do you feel about that, Aaron? Where's Aaron at? We need another
male
perspective in here.
No, I'm right here. You know, my stance is still the same. Like, I'm not going to veer off from what I said the first time. Like, if you start, people be trying to connect too many different words is powerful. So when you start connecting words with other words, it could send out a very, very great statement. You know what I mean? People be like, oh, my friend did this to me. And then you start reviewing the friendship with the person, and at the end of the conversation, you're like, yo, that person was never your friend to begin with. Like, what are you talking about? Take the blinders off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this, you know, this happened to you because of you.
Right.
You know, so, like, that I really feel that, because you know, like it always goes back to my same point, like a friend, what the definition of a friend is, because that's the word we're using. A friend is not going to do that. So, you know, when people start trying to put all these other words in and tie it all together in a shoelace, it really don't work. You just really form a knot, because a friend's not going to do that. Period.
Right. Right. Wow. Well, thank you, Cash, for calling in. We appreciate that. We're going to get some other readers on here so they can speak to Ms. Black, because they're waiting. These lines are long and popping. But
yeah,
all right.
I'm here, Black. Thank you, Black. Continue
success.
All right. Go ahead, Aaron, and bring another caller in, please.
Okay. Go with... Voila, magic, huh? Told you I'd be back for you.
Yeah, you said you'd be back for me. Hey, Q. Hey, baby.
Hi,
Sabrina. How you doing?
I'm good. Now, see, this is one of the authors that when I say I was starstruck, all Harlem Book Fair, I was following Sabrina like a puppy.
Stop playing. I call and give you some love, Black. Love you, girl. I'm proud of you.
Love
making mad
you, too.
Do your thing, baby.
I admire Sabrina. She is just so full of wisdom and knowledge. And when I want to veer to the left, she pulls me back the other way. No, don't do it this way. No. Don't do it that way. Come back this way. You know, and I thank you for all of your words
for,
and advice
you know.
And the love, because that's a problem. It's probably a whole other topic, but Lord. We need to as authors, sisters, brothers, authors, period, stick together, because we need to. Because what I don't know, Sabrina can teach me, Nene can teach me, Aaron can teach me, you know, Cash can teach me. And that's how I grew. I'm listening to the people that I call the greats. They're you know, nourishing me. They're giving me. They're grooming me. And I'm watching. I'm taking it all in. And if everybody were to do that, you know, even with my mentor, she gave me the advice as best as she could. And she was like, you have to run with what I gave you. This is the right way. And Sabrina did the exact same thing. She was like, this is what you need to do, A, B, and C. Handle it this way. Do things this way. And I promise you it'll be great. And I tell you, it's been great. I listen. Thank you, Sabrina.
You welcome. Awesome. Sabrina is a sweetheart, and she's a straight shooter, and it's no fake or phony in Sabrina. It is what it is. Either it is or it ain't. But either way, you're not going to get anything fake or phony. She's going to give you the best of her, or she's going to give you none of her. So
That's true.
I appreciate her as well, because she is definitely a sweetheart, and she's like a mother. You know, you talk to her, and she's like a mother. She give you what you need, and if it's a smack, it's a smack. If it's a good word, it's a good word, but very encouraging.
No, she's doing
and,
it out of love.
Yeah.
She's doing
yep.
it out
the
of love.
The crazy mother,
whichever
right?
Way you get your hand popped, butt spank, or you get praises. It's done out of love.
Yes,
yeah, it's
right.
done out of love, but I'm proud of you, girl. You do your thing.
Thank you. Thank
and like
you
I told you before, I see too. You, okay? I always saw you. I see you, okay?
That's
thank you.
Welcome. Thank you, Miss Sabrina, for calling in. We appreciate that, and we love you to death.
Love
yes,
y'all best. And I'll be back to listen, break up y'all party again sometime, okay? And do
anytime.
The bum rush.
This is your house. We know Sabrina is one of the founders of Right and Royalty. This is your house. You got a permanent seat. Whenever you ain't sitting there, the spirit is all around us, and we thank you.
Oh, that's cool, and I'll be calling in from time to time. One
yeah,
of
yeah.
Y'all be like, every time. She running the show.
Yeah, bring it.
That's
for
right.
Real.
Come on
I'm
in.
Through.
Take your shoes off. Make your
yes.
own desk space.
Soon as
when
I finish Brooklyn
up.
Boys, it's on and popping.
That's
I just
what about,
and
I'm
this book out.
About to, I'm just about to say, bring that work, because I know you be having it.
Yo, listen,
mm-hmm.
I got that work,
it.
Okay? We come straight
know.
Out of Brooklyn, like Matty Rick.
No.
Okay?
Real.
That's
that was a good
up.
Little movie, too.
Yep. All right, y'all. Have a good interview, right. And I'll get with y'all next time. Love you.
All right, Sabrina. Enjoy all your right,
eating.
Right, kiss my baby yeah. for me.
Enjoy your eating.
I will. All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Go ahead, Aaron. Bring in another caller, because these lines are straight popping.
And there's so
okay.
many people on the line. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak to the beautiful black.
504-722.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
What's
hey,
up,
Lanika?
Hey, Lanika.
Hello. Hey. What's I had wanted
on?
To give my nothing. I had just wanted to give my say about the topic. Like
okay.
Kay said, women do talk. It ain't never happened to me or none of my friends.
Wow.
Because I don't have that many.
Y'all a special bunch, y'all.
But,
for that.
That's what women do. They talk too much. They talk all their business. They tell how big their man piece is and all that other stuff. And you don't tell that to females. Period. I know I don't, because that's my business. That's me and his business or whatever. So when you start doing that, they're gonna want to see how
how it works.
They're gonna want to see how they feeling all that. So. The best thing for women to do is just keep their mouth closed about their relationship. That's why I don't.
Okay,
you're
Lisa,
right.
Let me ask you a question real quick, based off your statement, the latter part of it, when you were saying like that they're gonna want to find out about it, they're gonna want to try it or whatever. So, are you saying that's the mentality of the woman? Most women, I'm saying by large, because that's how you kind of spoke it. It covered a large portion of women when you said that. Like, if you talk to a woman about this, then chances are she's going to want to try it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So that's a trait of a woman, most women. That's what you're saying. So most women are just, most women are scandalous then.
Oh, they are.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Like you're throwing us under the bus.
No, like, did you hear that?
Wait, he's not saying all of them. Some of them are.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, you know we got an assassin on the phone. You just saying too many things.
I'm not saying nothing. I'm just asking the questions. I'm an interviewer.
She's giving the answers.
She's giving the answers.
That's how some women are. I'm not saying all women because, like I said, I'm not one of them. But from girls I went to school with and, like, I grew up right, I know. They'll talk about it and then be in their front seats, like, being just left with their man and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Aaron, definitely grimy.
Okay, Bebo.
You want to talk about women, but men do it too.
I'm not talking about women or men or gender. I mean, I was just basically mm-hmm. going straight off of her statement. That's why I said based mm-hmm. on your statement. She said mm-hmm. that. I didn't. She said women. I didn't bring nothing.
I'm a good interviewer.
I'm listening. I'm listening to what's being said. It prompted me to ask a question, and it led to her saying that most women are scandalous and devious.
Yeah, because they talk too much.
Just the fact, man.
You know,
if they would
shut up, then that wouldn't happen to
them. Well, lots of stuff.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for calling in, Lanika. We appreciate that insight.
Okay, thank you for calling every week.
We appreciate that, Precious.
Yes, dedicated supporter.
Yes.
Thank you, Lanika.
All right, thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Lanika.
You too.
Now, Bebo, I'm gonna comment on that because not all women are like that. There are some, you know. Let's just clean that up, please.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those women, that's that ratchetness.
But you know what's crazy? Did you see how y'all just totally turned this on me? Like, I was the one who said this about women? I didn't say anything about women.
I asked questions.
Because I wanted to really find out what she was saying, because what she said to me, it sounded like she was saying, look, if most women hear this, if you tell another woman about your man, more than likely she's going to want to try it, and that's going to be the, you know, basically. So I'm like, basically you're saying most women, by large, if they get this information, they're going to, she said yes.
Okay, let's flip that. Now you have a man that's doing the same thing, that's out there spewing the attributes of this woman. She does this well, she does that. You don't think as a man you're going to be curious as to what the talk is all about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what, though? Let me tell you the flyness with that. Let me give you some wings with this one. Men don't do that. You know why? Because a lot of men are insecure anyway.
Listen to me.
That be the hidden insecurity. A man might talk about it with his homeboy, and they may be smacking five at the gym about that if that's just somebody he tapping. If that's his girl or his woman or his wife, absolutely not. Men don't play that.
So don't.
This is black, and I have to say I don't agree with that one.
And you know what, Bebo, we normally agree on 95% of things that we have conversations about, topics about, whatever. We usually agree, but I don't agree on that one because the majority of my friends outside of my handful of female friends that, you know, and associates, are men, and they can be quite cruddy, and they will, if they say something, my wife or my girlfriend, I'm telling you, she did so-and-so, the next one is calling her, Skyping her, picking up the phone, trying to be all up in her bedroom, too. So it does happen.
You know what? I'm going to tell you a secret. Y'all not peeping game because, listen, I'm a male. Trust me on this one, okay? Listen, if you got a dude doing that, he really don't care about shorty like that. Like, trust me on this one. I'm telling you, when a man cares about a woman or he loves a woman, the last thing he – and it's not because he's trying to be protective of the coochie or nothing. Like, he don't want to – it's just out of – it's just a real serious – respect, almost like an insecurity with men. Like, what am I talking to this person about my wife, my woman for? Like, men kind of understand that if it's somebody they care about. If it's just somebody they're tapping, or somebody they really don't care about, they people be in situations with wife people they call them wifey all day, and it really ain't nothing serious about the relationship at all. It's dysfunctional.
But that don't stop his friends from being curious, looking at that relationship, and his boy is like, oh, I could do that better, or I could treat her better.
But he doesn't
or
care about her. The main guy, what I'm telling you is the main guy does not, when he's talking about his woman, he doesn't care about her. The last thing I'm going to do is
talking about her, though.
No, that's the whole basis of what we're talking about, though. We're talking
but
about
if
a man
friend,
is sitting
your
back talking
friend
to another
friend. Your
friend
is looking at your woman. Your friend is looking
mm-hmm.
at your woman. He's looking at
mm-hmm.
your relationship. He's saying,
mm-hmm.
I think I want that, too. That ain't got nothing to do with you. You in La La Land on cloud nine with your woman doing your thing. This dude is
that's
peeping
two
through
things, though. That's just another, that's just a grimy dude that's coming around you and your girl, and he's scheming. It ain't me talking to him about it. It's a totally different scenario.
A dude could be married to his wife for 10 years and be like, my wife fixed me steak and potatoes every night. And
mm-hmm.
his friend would be like, my girl ain't fixing me steak and potatoes, so I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For shorty, because
mm-hmm.
his wife fixing steak and potatoes. Maybe
just
he
eating good.
It could be something so
oh.
simple, so
yes.
just mindless. And they don't even, a dude wouldn't even know. And the next thing
mm-hmm.
you know, somebody is creeping. It could be
mm.
something so simple. And then
yes.
that's when, you know, the terminology mm-hmm. thought is out there, and that can be a man mm-hmm. or a female, you know. Male
you know what?
You
know what?
Right.
I love that. I'm going to let you
right.
have that. You know why? I'm going to let you have that? Because
what?
Really and truly, we in a mine right now, and I done dug up a bunch of jewels that y'all keep thinking is cold. So I'm going to let y'all have it. I'm telling y'all from a man perspective, like, this is just real. Okay? If you
I
think
am
that, and anybody. Anybody out there, anyway, especially y'all married, too, that's the thing that surprised me. If y'all thinking that y'all husband is going out of the house and talking to his friends about y'all intimacy, then that's kind of crazy.
No, but you're not saying just intimacy, Aaron, because even like Black just said, it could be a casual thing where you out with your boy and y'all just talking about, damn, she be washing my clothes and folding them just right. Now, that's not sexual.
Okay, but you know what?
Okay,
that's
wait a minute.
That's not going to happen
baby
with
be
men.
My keeping her hair done. She be keeping her hair
listen,
done. She on
that's
what?
Not going to happen. You know when that's going to happen with men? Let me tell you when that's going to happen. When he just put on the clothes she got on, like, yeah, my girl pressed this. That's what I'm talking about. Boom. And that's going to be the end of that. Like, it ain't going to be no conversation about his girl. When his girl coming out the hair salon and they running to her in the street and he with his man, and she like, yeah, I just got my hair done. You like a boob? He going to boom. And it's going to be real quick again. And Pat like, yeah, my boob be staying like, she be staying laced up. And it's going to be the end of it. He's going to
But that don't mean that
his
homeboy starts
trying to have a conversation. Yo, listen.
Yeah,
the minute
they,
his homeboy start trying to have a conversation with him about his girl other than anything that he just said in Fly By Night, he's going to check it. Like, trust me. Dudes don't be sleep like, all right. God, you know what y'all like. Like I said, y'all right.
I see people's point. I see.
We hear what you're saying.
I got exactly what you're saying.
We got your point,
Aaron.
You got your point.
I got to step
over the line with Bebo. I got Aaron's point, and I ain't even saying that it's a constant thing. It don't even have to be constant. It could be a one-time occurrence. You don't know what somebody else is thinking when something happens. Now, you might only said it one time in passing, real brief, and you done forgot about it. But then he held on to it. You know, her hair was nice like that. He ain't saying nothing to you.
Right.
He ain't bringing it back up. But every time he see her at the barbecue, now he looking at her hair every time. Now, you talked about her nails or whatever was nice, but
that's
he ain't saying nothing to you.
Grind ball.
You ain't saying
all
nothing
that
else,
is
every
not
time
a
he
friend.
Look at her feet. He's sitting there thinking, damn, I like to have those in my mouth. Like, you don't know what you're saying to do. I'm just saying.
Right. Just like
and
watching a baked potato.
I mean,
I
that's what I'm saying. I covered
right.
that. That's when I covered that with a real friend ain't going to do that. So, you know, it's covered. I'm not going away from either one of my points. My point is a real friend ain't going to do that, and men don't talk to their friends about their women. Like, seriously. And if y'all think that, then, you know, kudos to y'all.
Well, let me ask this. I got to ask this. This is black, and people, I have to ask you this really quick. Now, what if she were, okay, she was just your thought before, you know, and it progressed to, now this is my wife. But you've told all of that stuff to your boys. These are your boys. You've told all of this to your boys. Now, your boy is looking at her a different kind of, some kind of way, because you've already put that in your mind. But you've fallen in love, married her, had a couple of kids. Y'all doing an American dream, all of that. And he's watching from the sidelines like, hey, I want that too, because you've already said something about it. It might not be, you know, depending on how far back your friendship goes, but you could have said something about Shorty years ago. They stuck out there before you were
and I got you.
And
I got you.
I understand
that goes,
what you're saying, but I was just trying to, you know, make my point that it could happen. It does happen.
Right, but let me tell you, that goes back to what I said once again. Like, I love when I'm, because I can always go back to the things I stand. I set my foundation and they be firm. Listen, it just goes back, seriously, like real talk. Only thing that what you're saying is going back to is that he didn't care about her at the time when he was doing. You see how you had to say that first? Like, what about when he boom, 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 and he didn't think it was going to be like this? Now he told all his friends. Exactly. He didn't care about her at the time. Anything I tell you is real talk. That's why I always be able to go back to it. A great lawyer and an attorney will do the same thing. Like, they'll always be able to go right back to what they established in the beginning. And that's what strengthens their argument. That's why every time you say something, I'm going to go back to something I already said, because I'm not going to veer away from it. Because then I'll start looking contradictory and don't say anything. Don't take nothing I say at face value.
Well, we with you.
But we just know that dudes be laying in the cut. They be waiting for that dude to do something, step out of line. They waiting, and they may not ever say anything. It could be 10 years, and they just scoping and watching your woman, and ain't said a word. Mm-hmm. You have not a clue that he interested in what you got, but he's waiting for the perfect time.
Waiting for you to
mess up. Yeah, I'm wait. He was writing that book. Oh, he on tour? He waiting. He waiting for that one time. He laying in the cut, laying low, waiting on you to just
and
make
then it just
one
goes back. Guess what? Guess what? You want me to go stand on this brick for this last time? Let me go back to my foundation again. Okay.
All right, get back
it just goes back to the scandalous, devious chick. Because if I am away on a book tour, my girl go ahead and sleep with him. Guess what? So what? He was scheming. So was she, obviously. So it goes back right back to y'all. Don't make me stand on this stone, y'all.
Well, maybe you wasn't doing what you were supposed to be doing. Why she got to be scandalous and devious? Cause
because
fell short.
No, whoa. See, y'all keep changing. Y'all have to keep changing. Y'all keep bringing new arguments in every time. You want me to discredit that one, too, or do you want me to take
it? But the point was, you done messed up. 10 years down the line, okay, you done messed up. You out. And
now
done
I done messed up.
Slide in. So why she got to be devious and scandalous? Because you ain't doing what you're supposed to be
doing. Because now I done messed up. If that wasn't in the equation before. So let me revisit the facts again. Now that I done messed up, right? So let me tell you what happens when I mess up and she sleep with my homeboy, right? Two things happen. Number one, if I ever find out it's totally over with her, it don't matter what I did, how I was messing up. And number two, if it ever gets out, it don't matter what I did, everybody is going to be looking at her like a harlot, point blank, period, because she went to the wrong side. Now, if she went and got some new boo, something new and different, okay, people might have respected that a little bit better. Like, yo, yeah, she was tired of that dude over there bumping up the world with her. But if she go and sleep with my friend, guess what? Scandalous, devious, and
But what if she was his friend, too? Aaron, does it change if she was like, if his friend, your friend, y'all all friends, does that change anything in the equation? If y'all all is best friends?
No, because guess what? She's with me. It don't matter what type of friends we are. At the end of the night, when we bid whoever the friend is good night, we're together. So it don't matter how long we've been friends. Like, it's a half-hour episode, and then it's on the Seinfeld. You feel me? Like, it don't matter about no friends. You know what I mean? Like, that, you know, you're just a friend.
I feel people on that friend and non-friend. I can understand that. I got to agree with him there. Because you got me all up in your corner going against my girls here tonight. So let's just
against your girls, and you ain't siding with me. You just going with what's logic and what's truthful.
Whatever, Aaron. Bring on
504-339. Well, let's see what these callers are saying. What's these callers
talking about? Bring on 504-339, Aaron.
Okay, 504-339 is on.
Hello.
Hey. By the way. Who is this?
Who is this?
Jazzy.
Hey, Jazzy.
Jazzy.
Hey,
okay.
Jazzy.
Hello.
Welcome to the clubhouse.
Hi.
Hi.
I got a question for Aaron Bebo over here.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Jazzy, get him.
What makes you think a man don't talk to his friends about, you know, his woman?
Okay. I'm gonna tell you what makes me think that. And it's gonna be real simple, and you ain't even gonna accept it. But here it is. Real simple and nice package. Because I'm a man.
All right. I'm listening.
I'm a man.
Right.
Okay.
Say it.
You don't mean
it. No, that's it.
You're
I'm a man.
Man.
I'm speak. I can,
okay.
I can speak. No, listen. What I'm telling you is I can speak from a perspective of a man way better than from the perspective you're coming from. Now, like in a minute, like when I go on to some more callers, if a man happens to get on the line, any male happens to get on the line, they're going to come right on and they're going to disagree with me immediately. If they're in any type of serious relationship, because they're going to know, like, nah, I'm sweat. I'm out talking about my relationship for my homeboys.
Like,
we're talking about sports or the fight or whatever we're doing. Like, we're discussing my domestic situation for. Like, that don't even sound manly, to keep it 100 with you. Like, for real, I'm out with the boys discussing my domestic situation. Come on,
okay.
Now, knock it off.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Jazzy. Do you have anything for the authoress Black? We have her on the line. Do you have anything for her?
For the authoress Black? I ain't never read her book.
Okay.
Oh, well, good. What's the name of the book that you wrote?
Hit me up. Because hit me up on, are you on Facebook? You're on Facebook, right?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
Hit me up at Black D Street Literary Assassin, and I'll gift you whatever book you choose. We'll start with, I'll say Wildfire, just because that's one of the ones that's out of the box for me, different for me, and I really like to hear people's opinion on the Fire series, Wildfire and Afterburn. So make sure you friend me or hit me up in my inbox, and I got a copy for you of both Wildfire and Afterburn.
But I will get with the book, though.
Thank you. Jazzy is an avid reader, so she's saying she will read it, and she will be right over there to talk to you about it, too.
Yeah, I just want to come visit through and holler at y'all to see you, ask questions and all that, you know.
Yes, we definitely appreciate you calling in. I love the love and the support. Thank you so much.
All right. And Aaron Bebo, by the way, before I get off here.
Lord.
I'm
Lord.
Looking forward to that March Madness between you and Cash.
Yes, thank
Lord.
You. Thank you. Stay on that. Both books is going to be hot. It's going to be epic. And we both appreciate your support and everybody that's supporting that, because it's something positive. But thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You won't be disappointed.
Thanks, Jazzy. Don't forget to hit Black and Bonnie and give her a friend request.
All right, I will.
All right, have
mama.
A good
Thanks
evening.
Thanks for calling in, Jazzy.
All right. We got 570, Aaron. They've been on there for a minute. 570.
Yes, they have. I don't worry about it. I got them. 570. Good evening.
Hello?
How you?
I'm good. What's
your name,
Rachel? Keisha.
Keisha,
hey,
what's
me,
going
Keisha.
On?
I'm sorry. I don't feel good. I'm like at 39%, but I got to get on this topic. And I agree with Aaron. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I agree with
Thank
Aaron
you very much.
Because this is why I agree with Aaron. Girls are raised to compete with each other. I just say the baddest bitch. Boys are raised to run in packs.
Mm.
And if they run in packs, Even the question earlier when they said something about, okay, I'm going to use Kim and Kanye for reference. She was a hoe. And once he was messing with her, he ain't say nothing. Once he wifed her, he told his people, don't y'all watch that video, don't mention it. It's a rap. Mm.
Mm.
Now, women, we get a nice bag. We don't want to tell our friends, but we want her to see it. It's like, I want you to envy this. I got this before you. Look what I got. Can you get this? And the girl going to say, you know what? You got that? Watch this. I'm going to get a bigger, and I'm going to take your bag and get another bag. I'm going to bag your man with your bag. That's how women think. And the real man don't discuss what his woman do. I have 100 uncles. And mostly all my friends are male. I don't get along with females that often. But males, they don't. If it's a hoe, yeah, they talk about her all day long. But that one that he got, like my uncle, just lost his life. At his funeral, his first baby mother stepped up there, and she said on that at the funeral, she said, when my child left me, she went from mother to mother. She had to respect that woman. My uncle did, he did out there, but his wife, that was his peace. You couldn't say nothing about her. The bedroom, you crazy. He'll put you under. A woman, women, that's how they raised.
For real. And it's no disrespect. I wasn't trying to disrespect any of the women on the phone or any of the women that called in. It's just that I'm a male, and I really know, like, it'd be a lot of things that women, you know, be
now
thinking
we got
about
some big
about
men,
males
that
but,
do stuff like that though.
Yeah.
They're not real
that,
men.
Yeah, those numbers are so small, like they're almost non-existent. And like I said, those circumstances only exist mostly when a dude is just not caring about the broad.
Yeah, he don't care. Or that man not his friend. I have heard a lot of, like, I know my uncle, like, oh, I hear something, that ain't my man. He's like, that ain't
word
my
up.
Man.
Yeah.
That's the thing. See, just you see a boy with somebody don't mean that's his friend.
Word
you know, we get this bond. We meet somebody on Monday, and she your bestie on Wednesday. Stop it. And that's what women do.
Yo,
that's big friendly stuff.
Yo, you hitting on
but men
my
don't move
teacher.
Like that. You know,
for
when
real.
You got a man, don't move like that. And to Black, I love your title. I talk to you, Black DNA.
Hmm.
I just want to know how you come with that title. I love the title.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
How
the
you come
dirty
up
DNA.
With that title?
Oh, actually, Mr. Black named that for me. If the original title was like something really, I wasn't a title person at first. Mr. Black came up with that one. I had
that
anything
title.
To do with it because I didn't. I had some old generic title.
That
like,
title
ah.
just jumps at you. It really does.
Yeah.
I love that title.
Thank you.
Yeah, Black be doing her thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for calling in, Keisha. We appreciate
you.
Yeah,
great
night.
We appreciate you.
Enjoy the
yes,
show.
Yes, you always support.
I
and
will.
See, we ain't even need a male to call in.
Oh.
For real.
Yeah.
Just somebody
yeah.
real.
Yeah.
Listen, knock it off, okay? Nah, thank you, Keisha, for real.
You're welcome.
Thanks
have
for
a good
the
night.
Support.
I'm still with
yes.
you. You've always got it.
Thank
so,
you.
I am my sister's keeper, riding and dying.
Yes, you are. My baby's sick. She still called in. Love you.
Yes.
Love you, too.
Aaron, take that 614-446. They've been on hold for about 43 minutes.
Listen, I already got them. I already know what's going on over here, okay? Can I?
Okay, I'm
DJ?
Sorry. My bad. Go ahead.
Okay.
I can't stand you.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm supposed to be spending the night. You know, I understand. You know, your people just walked in and they want to hear that song, but... 614 is live all day.
Because we're winning.
Mm-hmm. Side chicks. What is winning all day long? For real. People don't think it's real, but look, anywhere you turn, it's you have no choice but to get boxed into a side chick conversation. What if your best friend's the other woman? What if your man's creeping with another chick? What if a chick scheming on your man? It's the side chick madness.
That's true. Let me tell you what you do. You give me their names. You let me write a book about them. Let me kill them both and mail them to them. Let me kill them in the book and mail it to them because I'm going to come up with the worst ways in the world to execute them.
Here we go. Yeah, it's going to be sad, but, you know, one thing about it. The side chick probably won't even get to read the book because she's gonna be over there with the dude.
Like, yeah, but nobody. Not after he get that book. Because
anyway.
I'm gonna make sure we gonna make sure his parents get it. The side chick get it. Everybody, we gonna deliver it to the side chick's parents. We killing everybody. That's it.
Everybody go.
Yeah,
he's gonna read that book. He's gonna be a little nervous.
Yeah, man. Side chicks is definitely winning. Like, real talk. Oh, man.
I hate to admit it. They are, though.
Kiana dropped Kiana.
No,
her call
Kiana?
Dropped. She got called back in.
Oh, Kiana, call back in, Kiana.
For real.
Is Black still with us?
Of course. Yep, Black
I'm
is on the line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Black is good. Let me see, while we waiting for Kiana to call back in, I see a 202-617. Welcome to Writing Royalty Clubhouse. Who are we speaking with?
With Writer.
Okay, how you feeling?
Oh, what's up?
Hey, Black. This is
Hi.
You already know me and Tanya, so.
Yeah. Nah, I know exactly who it is.
Uh-huh, yeah, I don't know you. I think it was Saturday or something, Aaron.
Mm-mm. It dawned on me as soon as I seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. Eyes wide open all the time.
Uh-huh.
For real. I'm trying to tell you something, I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
But how you feeling tonight? You got a question for Black? I know it's the D.C. love all day.
Come on, we rep the same city, so what you expect?
You know, that's about the DMV, D.C. or nothing, baby.
Which I can't wait until I step on the scene with my book.
Come on, come with it. We waiting. That's all I'm saying.
I know,
I already know what you're capable of, you know. I already know what you're capable of, but, you know, we waiting. That's all. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Hi, this is Tony. How do you feel about our hot topic this evening? Do you have any comments on that?
Yes, sad chicks are definitely winning, but since I got a man, trust me, they ain't winning that well.
I know that's right.
I got my man for 9 years now, so it's good.
Well, that's good.
You know better.
Congratulations, and God, and may God continue to bless our union.
Thank you. But Aaron,
yes.
I got a question for you. When are you going to come out with Boo Thing 2?
I'm gonna tell you something. I'm about to do something with that shortly.
Yeah, cause I really like that book. That was the first book I actually read in high school, and I really liked it.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate.
You're welcome. Now, Black.
Definitely appreciate the support.
Do you really got to kill people?
I only kill characters that I like. So if I write about something, I know that's backwards. I know that is so backwards. I only kill the characters that I like, the ones that make me laugh during the entire book, the ones that I get a kick out of. Those are the ones and those are usually the ones that are the most treacherous. So if I were to write a book about, the side chick would die. That's all I'm saying. I'm telling the whole story right now. The side chick is dead.
Well, basically, I do got a story that has a lot of side chicks, so I may actually end up killing them.
Yeah.
Kill them all.
All side chicks
need to go.
No. I know. I only want to kill the side chick that comes out of the ring, but, hey, he handling it. So, I'm good.
But thank you so much for calling and continue to enjoy
in.
The show.
Yes, thank you. Have a good
but I can't
evening.
Wait for Renee 3. That
Renee.
One thing, I really
absolutely.
Can't wait for.
Absolutely. I'm quite sure she's working on that. I'm
yeah,
glad she's going to get to see you as soon as she can.
Okay.
Yes, but thank you. Have a good evening. Appreciate the support.
Oh, yeah, Aaron.
Yes.
Prepare to die with cash. You know, that's the boss.
Uh-oh.
I understand how you feel. Like, I'm not even saying that. I'm not much of a talker.
But Simi, reveal your cover, man.
Don't worry about it. You know, don't worry about it. I got it all under control. You know why? I'm a boss. The boss makes the decision.
Yeah, the boss. We can catch it by the drop.
All right. I'm going to get up with you. We see you at the end of March. But have a good evening. We love you. Thanks for the support. DMV in the crib, in the house, in the state, in
absolutely.
The globe.
DMV. Well, bless
okay.
And enjoy the show. Thank you for calling in, sweetie.
Yes, we got our next caller right back at you.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey.
Hey, I don't know what happened. This is Kiana.
Yes.
Hey. Hi, Twin.
Hi, Twin.
What's up?
Nothing much. And I know a lot of people wonder know why Kiana and I call each other twin. It's because we have the exact same initials, and that's rare. Our initials are both QD, and we click, and we have the exact same name pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Our last names are that similar.
Almost the exact same name.
That's special.
What you got for our hot topic? I know you got something.
But first, I want to give a shout-out to my twin for all her work. I love them all. I love her work.
More.
And I also wanted to give a shout-out to Brandy and her work because I love Renee. Well, the book Renee, let me correct that because she knows my favorite character of the book is Carmen. I'm totally team Carmen, not team Renee. But shout out to Brandy. I love your work, and Brandy is a sweetheart. I heard somebody say it earlier. Brandy is a real sweetheart.
Absolutely.
As far as the topic, I got, like, my main friends have been like, there's four of us, and we have been friends for over 30-something years, and neither one of us has ever crossed the line like that. So I can honestly even say that these group of ladies, we have never even had a falling out. Where we didn't speak or anything. So I guess I'm lucky.
Yes, you are.
Absolutely.
Must be a Kiana thing, because I've never experienced it either. So I...
But it's out there.
Yeah, right.
I know it's out there. I know it's out there, but then at the same time, I'm not the type of friend. If you come and telling me all about your man, I'm not the type of friend that could be in your ear like, ooh, leave him. I'm going to tell you, do what you want to do. If you want to stay, okay, I support you staying. I ain't the type of friend that might be in your ear like, ooh, leave. No, do what's best for you. Let it work,
yeah.
It'll work for you.
Start talking about leave. Next thing you know, she at your damn house every day. Then you telling her the same thing again. Leave. Nah.
Yeah, I ain't going to talk you into an empty apartment. That ain't me. I ain't. But that's all I wanted to say as far as the topic. And I love you guys and you guys' show. I love you guys.
Love
show.
You more.
Every way. I listen every week, every day that I know that y'all got something coming on. I'm definitely going to be there.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
We appreciate that.
Support.
Shout out to
yes,
the ladies.
Appreciate
the
support. Exactly. Shout out to the ladies of truth. Tuesday. It's going down every Tuesday.
And my favorite book by Black is Powder. And Black, I don't know, might look up and I might be your way in a couple of weeks. Never know.
I know I'll get that phone call soon. And you know I will be waiting.
I know that's right. Okay, I got to finish getting my lungs right, y'all. I'm sorry.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Have a good night.
Yes, have
a good
night.
Thanks for calling, Kiana.
Okay, 951-732.
Hey, this
live.
Is Arthur Terry Rosen. Arthur
My
Terry Rosen.
Dude, what's going on?
What's going on?
Man, I'm calling from the West Coast. Sending some West Coast love, man, to all y'all, especially Brandy. I saw her post she was going to be on here, so I just wanted to check in, man. You know, we're in this
Absolutely.
Cell right now, and it's like five of us. We just listening to y'all. You know, we enjoying the show. So, you know.
Thank you.
That's about it, man. Just calling and show some support, man. We just sneaking on his phone and you know, listening in. We enjoying ourselves. Y'all giving us some, you know, to talk about later.
All right, yo, good, yo, Terry, man, let me just ask you a question since we got you on the line real quick, because I know you a stand-up dude all the way. Yo, in your opinion, do you think men go out and talk to other men about they girls? Like, I'm talking about they wifey, not they wife, like they woman, not no little hood rat or somebody they just smashing, but they main woman, the one they got at home.
I mean, I think the man, woman, you know, that's kind of like sacred. You don't expose. I wouldn't, me personally, I wouldn't. But like, you know, the difference between like, I was listening, like, you know, your wife and the side chick, two different things. Like me and my boys, we in here debating, but they tapping me right now. We try not to be too loud, so if I get kind of low, excuse me. But like, I wouldn't say us guys do it. I wouldn't do it, me personally, not with the wife, not, you know, that's some sacred type stuff right there.
Exactly.
But when it comes to, like, outside females, that's different. You know, we could share notes because we probably both nailing her. I mean, if you want to keep it, that's you know, that's kind of, I don't know. I mean, that's my opinion. That's my opinion.
I agree with you 100%.
Well, Terry, I have a question for you real quick. So, even if it's just in passing, even if you say something like, "Oh, my babe made the best dinner," or if it's something in passing that you say, and what my point was, there are, you may have a boy or a close friend that may peep those little nuggets that you drop, and you may not drop them often, but he may start to feel some kind of way, like, yeah, her hair is nice on a regular basis. You know, yeah, he's well taken care of, and start to feel like, I think I want what he has, and kind of be peeping her on the side.
I mean, that's why I believe most men, if they say that's his wife or that's his, you know, number one, like, I don't believe, like, he going to expose his hand anyways like that. But, like you say, sometimes people do, but on the same token, I hear where you're talking from, and I'm probably, my boy back here telling me, he kind of in agreement with you, but me personally, I don't, but he's not married, so I don't think he's, you know.
Exactly.
Okay, I gotta agree with the point that Bebo and Terry, this is Tony. I gotta agree with the point that you and Bebo both bring up. You know, I've been thinking about the show all evening and hearing the different sides, and I do have to agree that if a woman is special to a man, if it's more than just a little side piece, that he will not be putting the business out there. I have to agree with those points. So.
And I also think it you go both ways with females because, you know, our females, you know, y'all more territorial than males. So it's like, you know, how you could tell your girl and you be like, I ain't about to tell, like,
hello?
And that's how us do. We territorial, but not.
You're going to have to.
Yeah.
Put him on.
Yeah, we appreciate you calling in, Terry, and we appreciate all you guys listening.
Yeah,
we
appreciate y'all.
Yes. And
you didn't enjoy the show.
Yes, shout to Terry Rowe, and for anybody who don't know, you know, he's an author as well. You know, he's got Natural Born Killers, Molly. You know, check him out. He doing his thing.
Yes, definitely. Get them one clip going. Well, I'm going to go ahead and make the announcement, Erin, that I've been waiting to make all night, and we're going to do it this moment. For all those who are listening and following Writing Royalty Radio, Nene Capri, Erin Bebo, and Writing Royalty, we're getting ready to bring reality TV to the radio. Up next, out of our corner, will be Season 1, Author Wives. We have some phenomenal, phenomenal individuals. We're not even going to uncover them, unveil them yet. You're not even going to know who they are until the first show, which is going to air on April 3rd. Is that right, Leisha? Is it April 3rd or April 6th?
The first show for Author Wives. Let me make sure. I think you are correct, though. It's April the 6th.
April the 6th is going to be the first show. We're going to have the first season. It's going to be about 4 to 6 episodes. It's going to be phenomenal. All Cats is coming out the bag. It's about to go down. It's going to be on Sunday night. Do not miss it. They're going to be revealing all, talking about it all. It's going to be candid. So if you love Love and Hip Hop, if you love the Real Housewives of Atlanta, if you're definitely into anything like that, you need to be calling in on them Sunday evenings when we start airing Author Wiles, because it is going to be epic. Do not miss out. I'm excited. I can't wait to unveil these women. They're going to get on here, and who knows what might come out their mouth.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be crazy.
Absolutely.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be real crazy. It's going to be nice. Like, you know, it's just something new, something refreshing.
Yes. Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, it's
TV
about to be done with
radio.
Class.
Yes. I'm excited about it. It's about to go down. I'm like, wow. So,
I'm excited.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Do not.
Now, you guys, I'm always the bearer of bad news. We only have a few more minutes. Black, we want you to shout everybody out, tell everybody where they can find you, what you got coming up next.
Yes. Where's Black? She's still there?
Yeah,
she's
on there.
Mr. G said to give you his love. He said to shout you out and let you know that he supports you. Couldn't get on here. You know his situation, moving around. But he wanted to make sure that you knew that he had your back.
Thank you.
Yes.
But I can be found on Facebook. It's long. I'm normally everybody's friend anyway, but it's Black G Street Literary Assassin. Or just look for Keanna Drama. They'll probably make it easier.
Okay.
You can also look for me on, Twitter. Even though I'm not really there much, but I do get my tweets, and I do respond to them if you tweet me.
Okay.
But it's at Black Cap City. And Instagram is The Black Angel. And then you can also check out my website, pinkangelpublications.com. We are taking submissions for manuscripts at this time, so please submit. And that's pretty much it. I'm around. I'm always
real
around.
Real quick. Like, with your publisher company, are there any type of specific genres or anything that you're looking for as far as submissions?
No, I'm actually looking for all genres.
Okay.
I'm not limited because I never limit my writing to one genre. So I'm not looking for just one. It has to be street or it has to be erotica. No, if you feel like you have a great story to tell and want the world to read your story, submit it.
Well, there you go. All y'all inspiring authors out there, like, it don't have to be street lit. It don't have to be, it could be whatever your story is, as long as it's a great story.
Absolutely.
Well-written.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much, Black, for real.
Yeah,
thank you for coming out, kicking it with us in the clubhouse.
Thank you for having me. I enjoy myself.
Yes, G Street family.
Yes, we almost had to take Aaron G, but it's okay. We're gonna let him hold on to his G. He held it down. So don't punch his card. Don't punch his card.
Hold on. We got like 2 minutes left, and we got this one last call. I hate leaving people out. 347
347-221-0488.
Whoa.
Uh-oh, that's Desiree.
Hey, Desiree.
I am so blessed and so happy to be able to get on with you guys. Since it has to be really quick, Aaron, I agree with you totally. Men are not going to say anything about their main woman. They don't want nobody to take that, but they have something good at home. They are not willing to risk losing it. And I know that from personal experience. You know, as far as women are concerned, I don't keep many around me, you know, because I am not the type to share my man or any information about him. You come too close, I'm cutting you.
Oh, shoot.
Blast, I love you. I am so glad that I got a chance to speak with you finally, and your work is phenomenal. I was introduced to this street lit by you, and I can't get enough of it. I've got all of your work. I'm working on getting all of Nene's work. I'm working on getting all of Aaron's work. I just can't get enough of you guys. Wildfire, Afterburn, you guys blew my mind.
Wow.
I mean, I can't wait until this March Madness thing is over because I'm, like, shaking. I'm shaking. Every time I pick up one of you guys' books, I get so involved in it. I go through so many ranges of emotions. Like, I can't even explain it. I go through anger, crying. My kids ate Chinese food for a week while I was trying to get No Blacks work. That's how good it was.
Oh, wow.
No, for
well, I'm sure she appreciates your support.
I posted every day. You know, I was burning pork chops reading her book. I couldn't put it down. You know,
I got
to Nene's work, and it was like, oh, God, let me just get a menu because ain't nobody eating in here tonight unless I call somebody. You guys are that good. And, you know,
it sounds crazy
that I go that far, but that's how good you are. You draw me in. And once I get that first book finished, I got to get the next one. I got to get the next one. It's like... y'all writing crack. I just can't get enough of it.
Well, we thank you so much. We don't want to cut you off because you have said some phenomenal things. Please make sure you hit us on the book anytime.
I am definitely going to be looking out for each one of you guys. Blessings to you all.
Blessings to you. And thank
you. Have a great evening.
All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You, Black.
Thank
we
you
love
all.
You. We can't wait to have you back. As soon as you get your new authors, let us know so we can have them on here so we can talk to everybody.
You got absolutely. We want to thank everybody for supporting Riding Royalty and calling out on a weekly basis. If this was your first time, we want you to come back again. If you're in the Detroit area, I want you to check out Hood Books. Shout out to Hood Books, best bookstore you can go to. Large selection of urban lit in that store. Anybody else want to say their goodbyes?
Thank you to the chat room. Thank you to all the callers. Make sure you tune in on Sunday night starting April 6th. Author Wise. Cop that Trust No Bitch 3. It is popping. Make sure you pre-order that I Used to Love Her from Aaron Bebo. Bananas. Get ready for Till My Casket Drops by Cash and Aaron. Two separate books, two different covers, one title, two authors. March Madness. It is going down. I love you guys. Hit that music.
Yes, thank you so much. Good night.
Good night.